Technical evangelist with the Microsoft Azure team. I'm joined here by Christian with LingoJingo.
Hi, great to be here today.
So, Christian, what do you do at LingoJingo?
So, LingoJingo is a web-based language learning application. So, there are some popular programs out there, but generally they require you to load CDs physically. So, we've taken the language learning experience and put it all on the web. And we make it very accessible for you to learn any language very easily. We have some differentiators that are a slightly different approach to learning languages than some of the other programs out there.
Okay, great. Now, as I understand, you're using the Windows Azure platform. How are you using Azure within your app?
We are. We started building on Azure for a few reasons that I'll get into later, but we're all in on Azure. So LingoJingo, when you go to the site and you launch the application, everything you see is built in Azure from the ground up.
Excellent. And why Azure?
So this is the second application we put together for LingoJingo. So the first one we put together was built on the LAMP stack. So we used PHP and MySQL. And we built that in Amazon. And for a quick prototype, it was fine. You know, we were able to make sure we had an okay proof of concept. But we found that we were spending a lot of time having to optimize for different browsers. And also, performance wasn't what we wanted it to be. And one of the things that's different about LingoJingo is that we collect the data on how you're learning so that we can help you learn better. So we anticipate having huge data volumes and a vast amount of users. So we didn't want to worry about scale down the road as well. So when it was time to build this again, we said, okay, let's do it right. Let's re-architect everything, rebuild it all in Azure, and then we'll be good to go. So we also have plans to localize the application into different languages. And obviously, Windows Azure will make it very easy for us to do that.
Okay. What would you recommend for another startup that's looking at, evaluating the cloud platform and, lessons learned that you've had along the way? How would you recommend they get started with Windows Azure?
So the first thing, and I don't know if the BizSpark program is open to everyone, but I would definitely recommend getting in the BizSpark program because we weren't in the BizSpark program initially, and we just sort of purchased Azure. And as a startup company, watching the bottom line, two lessons actually. We purchased Azure. And it was really difficult to understand until we've been doing it for a while what our run rate costs would be. So with BizSpark, you get a bunch of stuff for free and you get a bunch of hours to develop on Azure for free. And then so once we were under the BizSpark program, again, a little tip that we learned is we were developing directly against Azure, and I would recommend develop locally and then deploy to Azure for production. That's the approach we're taking now, and it's working really well for us.
Excellent. And for our viewers who want to take LingoJingo for a test drive, how would you suggest they get started?
Super easy. You just go to lingojingo.com, and you're up and running in a couple of minutes.
Excellent.
In fact, in the time that we've taken to have this conversation, you could start learning Russian or Korean or French or German. So I really recommend giving it a go.
Great.
And it's free for now.
Excellent. Well, Christian, I want to thank you for your time today.
Thank you. It's been great.
Excellent. Thanks, everyone.